The Milwaukee Brewers start their COVID-19 shortened 60-game baseball season Friday evening in Chicago against the Cubs. For now, though, there won't be any fans in the stands, either at away games or on July 31st, when home games resume at Miller Park. But as WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach tells us, baseball will try to make it sound as if fans are in the stadium.
The Brewers just wrapped up a few weeks of what would normally be called spring training, except this year it was summer camp. The team webcast some of its intra-squad games at Miller Park, complete with announcers describing the action.
There's another drive by Narvaez, and he has given his club a 2-1 lead. Omar Narvaez, his third home run of this blue-gold series.
Normally what you'd hear at the park when a Brewer homers is loud cheers. But for that dinger, you could faintly hear the clunk of the ball hitting the metal bleachers. After all, there were no fans allowed in due to the COVID-19 pandemic. There won't be any fans at the regular season games either, at least not now. What there will be is recorded cheering. What the Brewers call game entertainment is under the management of the team's senior vice president for brand experience, Teddy Werner. Usually in-game doings are things like the sausage race or the actions of mascot Bernie Brewer. But with no fans around, Werner says the focus is on the baseball players, and he says the athletes want crowd sound.
This constant din, so they're not hearing cars running on the highway and they're not hearing folks in the other dugout. From Major League Baseball, we received a tablet, basically an iPad, about a week ago that was loaded with a bunch of audio files.
Werner says those files run the gamut from mild cheers for a base hit early in the game to a loud roar for a game-winning home run. Werner says players also want more in-game music piped in. Brewers superstar Christian Yelich has said this song by Andre Nicotina is one of his favorites. Brand Experience VP Werner says the volume of the music and the crowd noise will be up to the Brewers. He says manager Craig Counsell has spelled out one limit.
If he needs to communicate with an umpire and he's got to yell, but that umpire can still hear him, that you know that sort of crowd noise is at the right level.
Now, usually baseball games also include this sound. That's a fan's YouTube video last year of booing hated opposing player Manny Machado. Brewers executive Werner says no booing this year.
I think a lot of that is rooted in it's not authentic, right? You have a club employee that's sort of making that decision. So it was a lot easier for Major League Baseball to just say across the board, really no negativity. There can be some disappointment.
But only some piped-in groans, like when a Brewer falls just short of hitting a home run, Werner says. It won't all be artificial. Werner says the team's organist, Dean Roscoe, will be playing at Miller Park. Again, from YouTube, here's a reminder of how Roscoe and fans used to sound together. Werner says people listening to the games on radio will be able to hear the artificial fan noise, while on cable TV, Fox Sports may also be adding its own crowd sounds. TV and radio ratings and comments on social media will give some idea of what fans think of all the production and the season itself. The Brewers' president of business operations, Rick Schlesinger, sees an upside in the team only playing 60 games in the regular season instead of the normal 162.
Think about it. Every game has an impact of maybe close to 3 games. So there is a sense of urgency from our players that every game matters.
Schlesinger says the Brewers want to make the playoffs and win a World Series. So do many fans, even if it's a short season, and they have to follow much or all of it from their couch. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Innovation Reporting is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman.